This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sexual assaults in the U.S. military on the rise still, as a new Pentagon survey shows they were up last year to over 20,000, the highest in 5 years. It finds members ages 17 to 24 and female are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. Today is the National Day of Prayer. It was observed at the White House last night when President Trump and the First Lady hosted a dinner for over 100 faith leaders.
We're proudly joined by leaders representing many of the world's great faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus.
At a hearing in London today, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange declared he will not surrender to a U.S. extradition request that was issued because of his alleged role in the release of hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents. And this is USA Radio News.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90 pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
The Justice Department says Attorney General Bill Barr will not make an appearance before the House Judiciary Committee hearing today because the committee has required that he take questions from its staff attorneys as well as from lawmakers on the committee. The department calls such a request inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. The Democratic chairman of the committee, Jerry Nadler, says of Barr's refusal to show up for the hearing,
he is terrified of having to face a skilled attorney.
More severe weather set to hit the heartland today. Not necessarily tornadoes, but forecasters say the southern plains and Mississippi and Ohio valleys are in for damaging winds, lightning strikes, and heavy rains could bring flooding in some urban areas. Drake is now the most decorated Billboard Music Award winner ever. He picked up 12 of the 17 awards he was up for last night. It brings his total number of Billboard wins to 27, passing Taylor Swift's 23. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What had been the Kentucky Derby favorite horse is not going to be running in Saturday's race now. Omaha Beach is being scratched from the 145th running of the event at Churchill Downs after his trainer said Omaha Beach began coughing recently and they've decided it's best to scratch him from the big race. Game Winner, trained by Bob Baffert, is now the favorite to win the Run for the Roses. U.S. House Democrats are looking to approve a bill today that would keep the U.S. in the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. In 2017, President Trump announced he would pull the U.S. out of the accord as soon as possible, which would be November of this year. The agreement, signed by almost all of the rest of the world, does aim to reduce carbon emissions in an effort to slow the effects of climate change. Yesterday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the Climate Action Now Act is a first step to get Congress off the sidelines when it comes to beating the challenges posed by climate change. And the popularity of e-scooters is causing a rise in head injuries. A new report from the CDC says there's been a surge in emergency room visits for fractures and dislocations and head trauma ever since electric scooters have become widespread. The study determines that many e-scooter injuries could have been prevented if riders would wear helmets and were more careful around other motor vehicles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know what you're thinking. After watching the Barr hearings and that, for those of you that, whether you watched the entirety of the Barr hearings, maybe because it was just one of those bad soap operas or like a NASCAR race that you knew that there were accidents going to happen and you just sat there on the sidelines just saying you were just going to wait for the next explosion to come about. I understand you're probably thinking, what is it going to take to get this country back on track? I mean, you've got our elected officials on one hand talking about unity, but then going out on the other hand and talking out the other side of their mouths and being as uncivil as they demonstrated yesterday. This is not America. I mean, this is disgusting. And they need to be called out for that. I want to bring on Horace Cooper, a legal analyst with Project 21 and co-chair. Horace, always good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to come on the program.
Well, what did you make of this circus? I hate to put it out that way because I'm almost, responding in like form in the way they conducted themselves yesterday. I mean, here it is. Let's give everybody benefit of the doubt. I mean, you got a lot of attorneys there represented. You got elected officials. On the surface, what you'd hope are some pretty smart people. But they conducted themselves so childlike, and I'm not sure that we're any better for what we saw yesterday.
Well, part of this problem is the left believes that the narrative, the backdrop, the idea that people have about a particular issue is more important than what the substance of the issue is. They are upset, several of these senators, several of these activists, several of the networks, news networks, are upset because they believe there was troubling or damaging or critical information in the Mueller report that if that had been given by itself, free from the whole report, the, quote, narrative would have been different. And now when you see the whole report, you see some of the events and some of the incidents, but you also see it in the context of a 400-page report. They are extremely, extremely angered by the idea that the bottom line is there was no collusion on the part of President Trump or anyone who was associated with his campaign. And there was no basis for breaking bringing forward a criminal prosecution for obstruction. Those two bottom lines in the minds of the left overcame the narrative that there were, in their mind, incidents that in isolation ought to be zoomed in on and focused on. In a marriage, and I'm going to just wrap with this, in a marriage, it is unfair to focus on twice, I was late on the night of our wedding anniversary, and a third time, I forgot your birthday, but we have been married 40 years. In the left's mind, you focus on those isolated incidents, and that helps people in their mind to be very frustrated and angry with the president and the circumstances of his election. Not the context. Mm-hmm. Not the context.
Horace, once again, it seems to me that the Democrats are resisting and afraid of due process. I mean, whether it's Kavanaugh or anything that has to do with Donald Trump, you know, to your point, it's a focus on, you know, a particular
aspects.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what we have here is an unwillingness to accept this reality. Here's a reality. We're told that even though when Robert Mueller comes to testify before Congress, he is going to acknowledge it was not the Office of Legal Counsel's opinion that a president may not be indicted that limited me in my decisions. Even though that's a fact that he wasn't limited by the OLC guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another fact. No person, not the president, was indicted or charged or in any way claimed to have been part of some collusion or some conspiracy or even obstruction of justice. Tell me this. Who, except in some seriously deranged fever, believes that it was the president of the United States who picked up the phone and talked with his GRU or KGB contacts and made all of the arrangements over email leaks or what have you. Clearly, if any of this had happened, there would have to be a number of people, maybe a dozen, but a number of other people. Those people are not protected by the OLC guidance.
Right.
And the very fact that not one other person has been indicted should, in fact, be quite persuasive that there is no there.
Right.
But for the derangement that we're experiencing, and you watch this, I don't know how much of your audience paid attention to the nature of the comments and questions. They were really, really out of context, mm-hmm. considering what is in fact the reality.
Well, you know, and the lack of civility, Horace, this is what concerns me. I mean, these are elected officials, an example to our kids, the next generation, talking the way they talk. I mean, the senator from Hawaii, she needs to be censured. I mean, Lindsey Graham called her, said, look, you have been, you know, attacking this man from head to toe. And he called her on it, but I think she ought to be censured, you know, for even what she said. You know, Lindsey Graham said, you've slandered this man from top to bottom. You know, she's an elected official.
The United States Senate often has more members who are significantly older in age than the House of Representatives. And occasionally, you'll find a senator who has really gone past the time that they should be holding public office. Here's what happens. Yes, occasionally, they take the information that their staff has given them and they follow it. But the other senators gather around that person and they say, no, you can't say this, don't do this, and they even may not let them know about things. Senator Hirono, she's not aged. She's not actually well past her prime. She, however, literally will read anything that is handed to her and go through it without regard to its context, without regard to its information, without regard to whether whether it's accurate. There ought to be some means of disciplining senators when they engage in this kind of reprehensive behavior.
Without a doubt. Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, here to bring a semblance, and a sincere semblance when we need it, of civility and reason and understanding of what just hit us yesterday with the Barr hearings, brought to you by our U.S. Senate. More from Horace on the other side of the
fellow
break.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. Products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're chasing down liberty. I think some people are trying to hide it from us, but the truth and liberty go hand in hand, and the fight continues right here with Bill Martinez Live, and thank you for joining in. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator and analyst, continues with us. We're talking, of course, the Bill Barr hearing yesterday. Horace, I don't blame the Attorney General for not wanting to attend the House party that was planned for him today when Jerry Nadler wanted to change the rules a bit and say, look, if we want, you know, staff or some outside staff legal counsel to ask the questions that, you know, talk about an insult to the members of the Judiciary Committee there, saying, I guess, they're just not qualified enough to ask Attorney General Barr any questions.
American people in your audience, they go, what is it that members of Congress do all day? Well, I'll tell you, I worked on Capitol Hill as a senior staffer, and it isn't, quote, a lot of heavy lifting, and there's great air conditioning and a bunch of other benefits, but occasionally it's your job when your area of expertise is needed, and it's particularly on the committee that you're assigned to read up and be briefed on what the issues are, so that when it comes time for you to opine or make an inquiry or whatever may occur associated with it, you're familiar with it. The reason for the conflict today is that House Democrats have just decided it's too hard. I just don't read it all up. I don't want to really know what's in the Mueller report. I want someone else to do that for me. So when it comes time for me to ask questions, I really won't know what questions I'm asking. Occasionally, you'll watch MSNBC. I'm not recommending it. I'm just using it as an example. And you can see that the host is asking a question that the host himself or herself doesn't even understand.
Yes.
And when they hear an answer, they don't know what the follow-up should be. This is what the Democrats are afraid of. And they are afraid that they'll hear an answer. Since they didn't understand the question that they were reading, they can't even ask a follow-up. So they wanted to let their staff step in on such an important issue as this. There is no more crucial issue that the House Judiciary Committee will work on. And the fact that the chairman of that committee and his other more senior members on that committee weren't willing to read the Mueller report, understand what the issues are, and be able to answer questions, even if that means staying up past 8:30 at night, they weren't willing to do that. And now we're having what they want to call a constitutional conflict. I say shame on them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for clarifying that with all your experience, whether you're talking about Hirono just reading a card without a filter. And I've heard that said of her and others as well. And you do bring out the point, because you watch them, and when they question, it's like, are they listening? I mean, you know, they come up with something else. You think there is such a non sequitur here. You know, the question is disconnected from what they just said. And it's, you know, for the audience, you're following the bouncing ball, and talk about a loss of context and understanding of,
sure,
of what they're trying to accomplish here.
Could I mention one thing that was my biggest takeaway from the hearings yesterday?
Please.
The biggest takeaway was General Barr's concern about how our government institutions have been weaponized.
Yes.
Since the Nixon administration, and even before, during the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, but certainly since the Nixon administrations, the left has been very vigilant, joining with the right, on this idea that the IRS, the FBI, these institutions, even the CIA, should not be weaponized against the American citizens. When I was in college at the University of Texas, we found out that Moscow had been paying activists to show up on our campus to agitate. I found that troubling. I found that concerning. Many, many liberals said, how dare the FBI infiltrate these organizations and find that? And we're theory that somehow it was a civil rights violation. Now, it's okay. It's okay in the minds of the left for the FBI and the CIA and any other federal agency, including the IRS, to go after unpopular or even popular groups. Mm-hmm. If the President of the United States, the most powerful person on the planet, can be subjected to this kind of behavior, only God knows what would happen if this power were turned on you and I.
Exactly.
And your audience.
Well, it was turned on everyday citizens. I mean, look at Manafort. Look at what they did with George Papadopoulos, Jerome Corsi. I mean, this is us. I mean, we're not that far away from it happening to us. I mean, we've got we've got raids on people's houses happening every day across the country here, all in the name of God only knows what. The weaponization of these forces.
No person should be the target of the government because of where they live, how much money they make, who they vote for, or what their particular beliefs, religious or otherwise, are. No person. The reason that you get investigated in America is supposed to be because we believe we are suspicious that some acts that you have done are criminal in nature. Not who you are, not what you do, not what you believe, not who you support. And this is what it looks like has happened.
Exactly.
That is extremely dangerous.
Yes, and they did it to the President of the United States. So if they could do it to the President of the United States, we're toast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just imagine how many people have been bankrupted. How many people have had to plead to things that they know they didn't do because they simply don't have the wherewithal to fight it off. It's important. This is why you and I and others were so concerned by the IRS targeting a Tea Party group.
Exactly.
And going after these organizations. People shouldn't be audited. People shouldn't have their emails examined. People shouldn't be reviewed and investigated, not because we believe of crimes they're doing, but because of who they are. And the evidence increasingly looks like that's what's going on anyway.
And what these radicals intended to do all along is to invalidate people. I still maintain, Horace, and I am shocked that, and maybe Bill Barr might be the one to do it, but there's just so many wars, so many battles. I mean, the Senate Democrats are talking about 12 possible obstruction roads that Bill Barr should follow. But he's probably looking at thousands of infractions that have occurred, and the Tea Party is just one of them. We know what happened to them, what Lois Lerner and the IRS did to them. She affected clearly at least six voting cycles by the actions of the IRS. And it's like Atlas Shrugged. Nobody, it's like it's just, wait a minute, we have real people. I mean, we the people, citizens wanting to get involved and be civic, have some civic responsibility of their government as ordained by our Constitution. We the people, we're commanded to lead this government. It is a government of, for, by we the people, not the elites. And the elites took us out.
The elites are willing to risk everything for their peculiar agenda. The government shouldn't be allowed to charge you with obstruction just because you are exercising your First Amendment rights. If you are a pro-lifer and you stand up in front of an abortion clinic and lawfully protest, that shouldn't be a basis for opening an investigation against you. And that behavior shouldn't be a basis for accusing you of obstruction. Lawfully constitutional actions that you're allowed to do should never be. And yet Mr. Weissman and Mr. Mueller have both suggested in this report, when they identify behavior, constitutionally protected behavior, they say that constitutionally protected behavior can be the basis of obstruction.
Exactly.
A spousal privilege is the most recognized right that your spouse isn't forced to testify.
Baron Engelheim. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, is a serious lung disease that affects nearly 16 million Americans. It is caused by long-term damage to the lungs that makes it hard to breathe. Common symptoms include wheezing, coughing, and struggling to take in a breath. Pulmonologist Jill Ohar, professor of medicine at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, is an expert on COPD.
COPD can't be cured, but there are ways to treat it. It's important to know that there is no one-size-fits-all approach. So you need to work with your doctor to figure out the right treatment for you. When speaking to your doctor about treatment options, I encourage everyone to learn more about what inhaler the medicine comes in.
Since COPD medicines are usually delivered through an inhaler, it's important that the conversation between a doctor and patient includes a discussion of the inhaler. For more on inhaler choice, visit treatingmycopd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sexual assaults in the U.S. military on the rise still, as a new Pentagon survey shows they were up last year to over 20,000, the highest in 5 years. It finds members ages 17 to 24 and female are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. Today is the National Day of Prayer. It was observed at the White House last night when President Trump and the First Lady hosted a dinner for over 100 faith leaders.
We're proudly joined by leaders representing many of the world's great faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Sikhs, Hindus.
At a hearing in London today, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange declared he will not surrender to a U.S. extradition request that was issued because of his alleged role in the release of hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. documents. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
I know after watching all the shenanigans yesterday on TV, the attacks on Bill Barr, the attacks on our president, the lack of civility, I understand. You probably feel like it's mission impossible to get this country back on track. But remember, what we're seeing is a microcosm. This is not everybody. But it's good that it's there because you can see the real fight for the very soul of America that we're talking about here. Let's bring on Megan Barth. Megan is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, of course, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm trying to calm down, all things considered. I mean, it takes a lot to kind of rattle me, but I got to tell you, I was greatly disgusted by the display of the left, the way Bill Barr was maligned. I mean, the Attorney General of the United States, the language of, Maisie Hirono, I got to tell you, she needs to be censured. The way she slandered Bill Barr and the president was absolutely disgusting. You know, and Horace Cooper was just on. And of course, he's, you know, a senior staffer. And I've heard this said about Hirono is that
her staff will give her a card, and there's no filter. I mean, she doesn't even pre-read it. She just reads it straight up, and no consideration of what she said. But, boy, I'll tell you, she got fired up as she was reading that card, and referring to the president in the manner in which she did was disgusting. And, you know, calling Barr right there in the Senate hearing a liar, and this was like the repeated anthem from one Democrat to the other, that Barr is a liar. I mean, look at, he's the messenger. He is there to answer for the Mueller report, 448 pages, and the things that the Democrats were complaining about were so unnecessary, as Ted Cruz brought out, because it was right there in the 448 pages. What are you complaining about?
Well, we really don't know what they're complaining about, but what we can be sure of is that this is nothing but an impeachment dress rehearsal.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
As we just witnessed on the House floor, I just got through watching a basic circus that happened under Jerry Nadler, and he really is the ringleader. They have completely defied all what you would call congressional formats or congressional civility in order to attack and continue to attack this president, not only this president, but as you said, A.G. Barr. And what A.G. Barr did was show, actually, the most decency amongst any Democrat that was on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And I was very surprised by Lindsey Graham that he didn't use the gavel against Toronto. Mm-hmm. He could have cut her off. He could have censured her there in public, and he should have.
Yes.
No public servant, including Bill Barr, should have to be subjected to slander. And that's exactly what it was. But as we witnessed Jerry Nadler, if he wanted to have House lawyers ask the question instead of any lawyer on the Judiciary Committee represented by the Democrat, that tells us two things. Number one, they're treating this as a criminal investigation when the criminal investigation was completed in a 400-plus page report,
right.
95%, which is available to the public. Mm-hmm. You don't hire outside lawyers to come and question the Attorney General, anybody else, unless, of course, these are impeachment hearings, which would then be part of a criminal investigation. The criminal investigation lasted 2 years. It dragged this country through the most divisive era in political history. It exonerated the president because there is no collusion. And what they're going now after is obstruction of justice. Well, this should tell you everything about the Democrats. That should the Democrats gain full power, this will be the new America, whereby you are presumed guilty before being proven innocent, and the weight and the power of the federal government will be used to destroy you, much like the Obama administration used the DOJ and used the FBI and used the NSA and used the CIA and used the FBI against innocent Americans, specifically those that were unmasked unknowingly while they were being spied upon illegally. Mm-hmm. Don't you find it interesting, though, that they don't want to find out how the whole investigation started? What was the predicate?
Well, of course.
The predicate, right.
Yeah, so because they're not in pursuit of the truth. And to your point of all this, and this is what was brought out really clear, is the Democrats are not interested in due process. This is an extension of the Kavanaugh hearings. The same thing that they put Kavanaugh through, they're putting, A.G. Barr through. They're putting the American government through, basically. I mean, it's we the people that are on, we're in their courtroom right now having to put up with this insanity.
Well, and exactly, and this should also tell you that the Democrats either aren't smart enough to go up against Barr, specifically on the Senate Judiciary Committee. They don't know how to, quote-unquote, cross-examine them. But then Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee can't ask any questions either to go on public record because they've turned this into a complete circus, a complete charade. And that's all this is, an extension of political theater. Mm-hmm. They can't offer solutions on how to fix the mess they created with Obamacare, except more government. They can't offer solutions on how to put men and women back to work like this president has done, more so than the 1960s, the late 1950s.
Right, exactly.
All of the Democrat policies were rejected in 2016. And I'm old enough to remember, as far as you are as well, that Hillary Clinton had said that those who do not accept the results of the election are a threat or a danger to democracy. What we are witnessing is a danger to democracy led by Democrats,
exactly.
By the despotic Democrats.
And this has been going on for 2.5 years. And in spite of that, look at what this president has been able to accomplish. I maintain in speaking with, you know, Steve Forbes last week, is that if we had just a little bit of cooperation, would we be looking at a 4 or 5% GDP right now? Would we be raising up more of the middle class and reinforcing the middle class that was destroyed by the Obama administration and the administration's policies that killed the middle class? You know, how much better off could we be? And we're burning time right here, all because the Democrats cannot accept the votes of 63 million people. Because of all this, this is why Donald Trump has come to Washington, D.C. to save this country, because the people said there's nobody else. We don't have any confidence in the political process or the political constituency. And look what happened. Look what I mean, all the more people were convinced. If anything, the hook was sealed yesterday because of the display for the reelection of Donald Trump.
Yeah, and look at Donald Trump's competition, will you? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not 1/124,000, you know, Indian. I'm not a fake Hispanic. I'm not Spartacus. I'm not gay. I don't slur my words. And yet those are kind of the characteristics and qualities that the Democrat candidates have right now. I didn't sleep my way to the top like Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. I don't want to kill babies. I don't want to confiscate cows. But those are basically the most simplest, in the most simple terms, the political identity politics that the Democrats are running on. And they're also running on their hatred of Trump. They are betting on the fact that there are more Americans that hate Trump than love this country. And if they're going to run on that type of hatred, it's interesting because in political campaigns, and I've worked many of them, and I've worked behind the scenes, and I've worked in front of the scenes, you have to stand for something instead of stand against everything. And right now, the Democrats are standing against everything and not offering any policies or solutions that would better this economy than Trump has already bettered, from a 1.2% GDP, and now we're looking at 3%. And you're exactly right. If they weren't in the way, the economy would be doing much better. We would have a safer border. We would not have an invasion. And we'd also have a more unified country. But again, the Democrats operate and always have operated in an operation of chaos. Mm-hmm. And why do they create chaos? Because it creates fear. What is the result of what is the consequence of fear? Dependency.
Yes,
and
exactly.
They want people to they want dependency. They don't want independency from government, and they want to make sure that they're importing through our southern border as much dependency as possible in order to give them that power.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we keep it in the realm of the emotional. This is why the call for the American voter is to be discerners of the information that's being put out there. They cannot rely on 8-second sound bites. You know, you speak of the president's popularity, of course, the Democrats, or, you know, in their perception, the lack of, but how do you resist what the polls are saying? His numbers are up right now dramatically. And so they're fighting an uphill battle with the wind in their face, and we just got to get out of the way and let the wind hit them square.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. The first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Golf Outing is on Sunday, May the 19th. You can help even if you can't play by sponsoring a memorial sign for a vet. Their name will be transferred to the Wall of Honor on Songs and Stories. Here is your Songs and Stories Tip of the Day. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sign up for a sign so that all of us can remember your veteran. We must remember those who served us. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some
some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent on this, the National Day of Prayer. Yes, people of faith, all faiths, are gathering together as tradition is becoming. And boy, I'll tell you, if we ever needed a day of prayer, Megan, certainly... today is a perfect day, as any day, for a day of prayer for us to come together for our nation and the world. I mean, we see what's happening in Venezuela. They're on the brink of a civil war right now. And we know and we have learned experientially that prayer changes things. And many are coming together, with the theme of this year's National Day of Prayer, love one another. And, maybe that's what should have happened yesterday prior to the Senate hearing with Bill Barr, is that they should have been reminded that, we're less than 24 hours away of focusing on loving one another. And I think it's kind of interesting because the Senate and Congress has its own, civil, caucus, they call it. And I'm telling you, they're disquieted right now, but they need more civility and more decorum brought to these hallways of Congress on behalf of we the people.
Well, I wonder if on this National Day of Prayer we'll get tweets from Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and their talking heads in the press like we did on Easter, as over close to 300 Sri Lankans were slaughtered while attending church services. If we'll be called Easter worshipers again.
Yes.
I wonder if they're going to wish the Easter worshipers in this country a National Day of Prayer. I've never heard Christians referred to as Easter worshipers until Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama wished us all, all the Christians that were slaughtered in Sri Lanka as they were thinking about Easter worshipers. And this should really tell you about the godless left.
Yeah.
They booed God at their national convention years ago. Mm-hmm. They refused to refer to Christians as Christians. They refer to mourn when Christians are slaughtered. And heck, they sided with the Muslim Brotherhood when their administration and the Secretary of State's office, led by Hillary Clinton, decided to overthrow Egypt and then sided with the Muslim Brotherhood, who now, according to the latest reports, the Trump administration is seriously considering designating the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist group. Organization.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, you're
right.
Exactly
with you.
Right.
Well, you know, before we ended last week, we were talking about the president's numbers. You know, to hear the left, you think the president is just in an abject free fall in popularity. But even CNN had to, you know, take note of this, that his approval ratings, according to their own poll, is the highest in 2 years.
And higher than Barack Obama at this time.
Exactly.
And it's amazing, isn't it, that he can actually rise from the fire and the ashes that have been created by the mainstream media with 98% negative coverage of this president in the face also of a coup.
Right.
Because what James Comey led and what James Comey did, along with Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr and Sally Yates and all those within the Obama administration, James Clapper and John Brennan, who I believe will have criminal charges brought against them because they're still operating within the Washington Post. They're still using their talking heads in the mainstream media to continue the coup.
Well, it's a
silent coup, but it's being brought out in the open. And it's interesting to see Bill Barr say that he agrees with Lindsey Graham that the FBI's misconduct is very concerning and that he's looking into it. And also the communications between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page are also concerning, and how that those communications impacted the coup, but also the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It's all on the table, and this is why the circus is going on, and this is why the chaos is going on, being led by Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi, because they don't want the American people to have the truth.
Megan, do you have this sense that it's a lot worse than we could imagine? I mean, they are hiding something. I mean, for all that
Absolutely.
They orchestrated, this has got to be huge. And it is beyond our imaginings, you know, when the president talks about fake news and the deep state and, you know, all this stuff that's coming up. And you go, wait a minute, why are these people putting their political lives on the line? I mean, basically committing treason. Why would they do? What is it that we don't know yet? That's what concerns me, because even what we know now, it's very disconcerting, to say the least. I wanted to take advantage of this time that you and I have together, because you've been writing about this, particularly about the illegal immigration, the numbers that have been, have been so compounded and have impacted our border. You know, they have overtaxed our resources, and yet the Democrats are doing nothing to help our personnel, our fellow citizens, to do their job. They just turned this into bitter partisanship. And meanwhile, with every day and more illegal immigrants coming in, measles, opioids, you know, sex trafficking, you know, the foundations of our democratic republic are being compromised. Thank you very much.
Well, the numbers are staggering, and specifically just at one sector of the border, and that would be the Rio Grande sector. The DHS is releasing 7,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. on an average of 5 days. That's about 1,500 are released every day. And this is why we're seeing Trump take some executive action about tightening asylum laws, whereby those, and thanks to a liberal Obama-appointed judge in California, that is why this is happening, because he made the determination, not the executive branch, not the Constitution. A radical judge in California basically said that we cannot detain, quote-unquote, family units. Well, now what the DHS is going to do, because of this invasion at their southern border, and we can see it in the numbers, 70% of women are showing up with children, whereas before maybe 20% were showing up with children.
Right.
1% of men were showing up with children 5 years ago. Now, 50% of men are showing up with children. This is all based on that judge's decision. And so what the DHS is going to do is now start swabbing illegal aliens, doing DNA tests, which they'll get back in 2 hours, to ensure that those children aren't being smuggled and that they are, in fact, with their parents
or
a relative
Right. And not being rented out. I mean, some of these kids have been used time and again in order to bring adults across the border.
That's right. And so if this pace keeps up, we're on track to release or at least catch 1.5 million illegal aliens at our borders. And, of course, how does that impact the U.S.? It impacts us financially. In fact, it impacts us culturally. It impacts us lawfully. Because once they are released, on our streets, they go hide in the shadows. Mm-hmm. We don't know where they go because they don't show up to be deported, what, 2 or 3 years later. It's an absolute disaster. And we were told for 6 months by the Democrats that it was a manufactured crisis.
Right.
No, it's not a manufactured crisis. It is, in fact, a crisis. You were lying to us for 6 months. What else are you lying to us about? And I think there's a lot to uncover, as you said.
Well, they're partially true. It's partially true there. It's manufactured. They manufactured it.
Right.
You know, that's
California manufactured it.
Exactly. I mean, their answer, you know, for these people to get, you know, try to protect them in the shadows is to declare sanctuary cities. Again, that's their answer. Well, you know, go into these communities where, you know, where these illegals are, and they huddle together, birds of a feather flock together. And I don't, you know, I don't mean this in any other way than that they're trying to survive. And so they're hanging around people of like mind. And if they have a legal problem and they need the police, you see, California's answer, well, we'll make it a sanctuary city so that this is the way they won't be afraid to call the police. You know, that hasn't been translated. The people have not gotten the memo. What they're relying on is local street justice. There are little mafioso gangs that are occurring in each of these small communities, and they're being overrun by people, you know, by Hispanics particularly, who are God-fearing. They believe in America. They support the ones that have been here legally. And they're going, what in the heck is happening to our zip code here? All in the name of, you know, a one-party state like California and in other, you know, in other states of the union that have embraced this, you know, this lunacy of sanctuary cities, because these people are left in a very unsafe condition and they cannot call 911 and look for local officials. They don't have the confidence that they can call 911 and feel like, okay, you know, they're going to get some sort of justice. I mean, And this is the thing that we've been arguing about. How can you expect justice when you're here illegally to begin with?
Well, right. And here's the criminality aspect of the Democrat Party, and that's why I refer to the DNC as the Democrat Network of Criminals. They are protecting criminals over the rights of American citizens. That includes Hispanic citizens, that includes black citizens, that includes American citizens in general, no matter what color or stripe. And black and Hispanic citizens are directly and the most impacted by illegal aliens. Mm. It drops down labor rates. It reduces wages. It basically, you know, corrupts our system in general. It is a financial burden. We spend between $135 and $168 billion, according to the numbers that I've seen, on people who have no legal right to be here. How could those monies be used in the inner cities? How could they be used in schools? How could they be used in drug rehabilitation? The list goes on and on. But the rhetoric of the Democrats aren't working, because we're seeing 40% of Hispanic Americans and 30% of black Americans love this president.
Hey, you figure even Cher could do the math on that, right?
Right, exactly. Even Cher's asking, we can't take care of our own on the streets of L.A. Why are we letting these people in? Welcome to the Republican Party, Cher. We've been asking that question for years.
This is why we need more critical thinking and critical discernment of the news that is out there, and some critical questions as well, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. Megan, as always, appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time. Good job.
Thanks, Bill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendabite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Maybe not.